Here's Rob Cole. He hosts New York Hockey Talk every Sunday night at 9, and he talks to the players, the coaches, the managers, also some old-timers and some legends. The four New York teams, the Islanders, Rangers, the Sabres, and...
He doesn't do the Devils and the other...
Oh, the Devils, of course. Well, the Devils, that's it. Okay. That's the four. So, Happy New Year, everybody. Talking to us, joining in the celebration, and with us right now is one of our somewhat more recent members to the 1240 family, Rob Cole, the host of New York Hockey Talk every Sunday night at 9. How you doing, Rob? Happy New Year.
All right, Dave. Happy New Year to you, too.
And great to see you, and great to see you every Sunday, because I see you every week.
Right.
And you're always so excited about the... I always think of it as three... New York sports teams, but there are four, aren't there?
Well, actually, there are only three in the metro area, if you want to consider the Rangers, the Islanders, and the Devils, but I decided to include the Buffalo Sabres in the show, being that they are, in fact, a city in the state of New York, so we talk about the Buffalo Sabres as well on the show.
But where does your heart lie? Who are you a fan of?
Well, I've always been a Rangers fan for as long as I can remember, and growing up on Long Island in the early 80s, when the Islanders were winning all those cups, all my friends, of course, were Islander fans. So I don't know exactly how it happened, but my roots are certainly as a Ranger fan. Although I don't hate the Islanders, I'll still root for them as long as they're not playing the Rangers. When those two get together, there's no question who I'm rooting for. So it's always been the Rangers.
So what do you predict for your team this coming year, for this season and for next?
Yeah, well... it's funny. At the beginning of the year, people were worried about the defense, and the offense looked like they were going to be good with the acquisitions that they made. But now, during the season, it's been the opposite. The defense has played really well, and they've been having some trouble scoring goals. But I think they're starting to come around now. I think they're going to be right there this year, actually. The Rangers, like I said, they're playing well. They got good goaltending. They could make a trade or two to solidify things going down the stretch. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Rangers make a serious run for the Cup this year. And that's not just the Ranger fan speaking. I think objectively a lot of people feel the same way. And hopefully as a Ranger fan that will come to fruition. So we'll see.
We will see. And what do you predict as far as, first of all, tell people a little bit more about New York Hockey Talk on Sunday nights. And what do you predict for that in the year ahead?
Well, the show started in September. We've done 13 shows now in the first 14 weeks through the end of this year. And basically, like you said, the four New York teams we talk about, I try to do interviews with former and current players from all the four teams, people in management. And one of the things I also do is talk to bloggers. That's become quite popular. A lot of the hardcore fans are also bloggers, where they go out on the internet and give their thoughts on the team. So being that the show's trying to attract the hardcore hockey fan, I thought I'd have some of the bloggers on the show. And we've had a number of bloggers on the show, some right here in the studio. They've made great guests, and it's really been a lot of fun so far.
And who are some of the more, I know it's kind of an obvious question, but some of the more famous or legendary people that you've had on your show?
Well, it's funny. I've been fortunate to get a lot of good guests on the show. One of the first former players I had on the show was Cary Wilson, a guy that used to play in the Rangers. Eddie Mio, a goaltender that used to play in the New York Rangers. Pierre Turgeon is a former Islander. Brad Delgarno. Rick Jeanneret is an announcer, and he's still an announcer for the Buffalo Sabres. He's been calling games for them for the past 30 years. Brian Trottier has been on the program. So we've had a lot. Pierre LaRouche is a former Ranger that's been on the show. So Sam Rosen, Mike Bossy were on a show that I used to do, Sports Talk 1240. And actually, they're on. I just finished doing a show that will kind of go over the past 13 weeks. Being that it's the end of the year, it kind of goes through a number of the interviews, kind of just takes clips from highlights from all the interviews I've done through the course of this year. And tonight's show, or it's going to air in its entirety. And then the following week, we're going to re-air it again. So it's going to be a good way to get a feel for what we do on the show each week.
Super, super. And also remind people that, yes, New York Hockey Talk airs every Sunday night at 9 on WTVB. But if people, they're not home, they're not in the car, they can't hear it, where?
Yeah, it's tough because it's only a one-hour show once a week on Sunday night. So a lot of times people won't be around to hear it. But you can go out on the internet at nyhockeytalk.com, and I make all past shows available to be either downloaded to an iPod. You can play them right off the website. And in addition to making the entire show available, I also break down the various interviews. So, for instance, if you're just interested in hearing from one particular part of the show, you can go and download and play just that part of the show, if that's the only one that interests you. So you can go out to nyhockeytalk.com. There's a message board out there where you can comment on the show. So there's a lot of stuff right on the website. So if you missed the show Sunday nights, you can always go out to the website at nyhockeytalk.com.
Well, we are talking here with Rob Cole. I got one more question for you before I let you go and often celebrate the dropping of pucks rather than balls and stuff. But
right.
What was your favorite hockey moment of 2007? Be it something of your show or at a game or watching on TV or what was it?
Well, I have to say, that's a tough one. All time, of course, I thought you were going to ask me what my favorite moment was from all time. Of course, that would have been when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup back in 1994. Gosh, this past year it's been tough. The Rangers had a good run last year, almost making it to the semifinals in the Eastern Conference when they lost to Buffalo. So I think just the Rangers having such a good season last year and improving this year, just knowing that the prospects for this year are good heading into the season and they seem to be living up to the expectations so far. So I'm hoping that that ultimately we come to my most favorite moment for 2008 when the Rangers win the Cup, let's hope.
All right. Rob Cole, host of New York Hockey Talk every Sunday night at 9 on AM 1240 WGBB.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I just want to wish you and everyone out there listening a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.